Hey guys,
Oh.
welcome to our other podcast. This is
That no
our
one's gonna
political
watch.
podcast called
No battles.
called Info Battles. So as I said, it's a political one, so if you don't like politics, you can check our other podcast, Info Conflicts. It's more like funny and like I mean, we still go through news articles, but like in a less political light. And yeah,
And
it's
if you don't
both
like
of these
anything,
podcasts are both of them are like really good podcasts. Hopefully, probably not. But yeah, okay. So, let's start with the Brazil is electing a far right they've elected a far right candidate. How do you guys feel about that?
yeah, less than an hour ago.
Yeah, it was like less than an
Really?
hour from this recording.
Brazil, new leader. I want to see what his names are. Michael Temer. I probably butchered his name, but they don't have internet there.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stug.
I mean, like, I'm not against far right, but like, I'd actually have to evaluate, like, what are some things he's gonna do? 'Cause I don't actually know that much about him.
Apparently he's a far right candidate and he wants like to militarize the country.
Okay.
I don't think
Like,
this
no, like
war.
enforce like military law or something.
Like martial law.
Okay. And
What?
he has something against
You...
African Brazilians. Okay, then yeah, that's
Now
definitely
it
not good.
He's a psychotic military dictator and he's a
Yeah.
racist.
Okay.
Exactly.
How'd they elect this guy?
I don't know. Apparently, they were tied with the old government.
Oh, dang. So
Everything
he had
is rigged.
55% of the votes. So like
Wow.
that wasn't he didn't win in a landslide, but it says he won a sweeping victory even though he only won 55% of the vote.
But the previous government was like left wing.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, yeah.
That's a big change.
So, I mean,
So what do you think that means for Brazil?
they're definitely gonna see some changes, 'cause like you can't just become,
Oh,
yeah,
no. No.
you can't just become
Nothing will happen.
elect a far right person without like consequences. As seen, like we had Obama and then we elected Trump, and like all this stuff happened.
Yeah, but this time it's more extreme.
Yeah, it's like extremer, yeah.
Well, my question is that, like, what does he want for this country?
I mean,
Will he
the thing
declare
is,
martial law?
we don't know that much what he wants yet. I mean, like, other than his campaign promises, but there's a lot of things he's probably keeping in the background, like not wanting other people to know.
Think he'll say coup or like the term limit, like Xi Jinping did.
I mean, the article from the BBC is saying people call him or say he's a homophobe, a racist, and he has misogynistic remarks.
Are we still talking about Brazil?
We're still talking about it.
Okay. Brazil used to be a military dictatorship and they want it back.
Oh, what?
He wants it
Why do
back.
they want it back? Yeah,
Like, honestly.
why would you want that back?
I don't know. And apparently, the military dictatorship was a bad thing.
Of course, it was a
No,
bad thing.
the military dictatorship was the best thing that could
Oh
have
no,
happened.
it was a great thing.
Yeah, way better than socialist democracies.
Okay. So he's gonna relax laws that are restricting the ownership of carrying guns, since of course he's far right. He's trying to get them away from corruption, But if you're trying to become a military, make a country a military dictatorship, I don't know if he's like joking around, because last time I checked, military dictatorship was pretty corrupt.
I mean, they could be a good dictatorship, like a benevolent dictator, but that's not likely.
Yeah, not likely.
Oh, I feel bad for anyone in Brazil. No one's going to be watching anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, so let's move on to the next story, if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yep.
Okay, so the Pittsburgh shooting yesterday. So there was a shooting. 8 people died at a shooting in a synagogue in Pittsburgh.
11.
11? Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, that was 11.
Oh. Headlines change.
Well, anyway, so there's really two problems. It's one, gun violence, and two, extremely racist people. Like, I don't really see what's bad with Jews.
And the NRA, it's stopping gun control.
Yeah.
Laws from being passed.
I mean, like, gun control, like, banning guns, I agree. We probably shouldn't do that because, like, way too many people are going to get angry. But yeah, we definitely need to, like, do further background checks and stuff like that. Cause I don't know why that hasn't passed in Congress. Because, like,
because Congress is mostly Republican, which probably received money from the NRA.
I'm pretty sure a few Republicans support that. They just need a little more bipartisan
solutions.
Yeah.
Didn't Marco Rubio agree to tighter gun laws, making concessions after Parkland?
I feel like that's going to lose him the midterms right there.
Yeah. And, do you want to talk about Joe Manchin?
Joe Manchin. I mean, I think I can say one in West Virginia without us getting shot. Well, me and Doug are in West Virginia. Shay Shay's not.
Yeah.
I'm on Mars.
the Senate race, I mean, it's pretty close, but Joe Manchin still has the upper hand because he voted for Brett Kavanaugh, and apparently everybody in West Virginia likes that.
I don't really like him, but I feel like he only did that because he feels like he's been, like, too left-leaning, and now he's like, oh my gosh, I need to sound right-wing.
He's doing that because West Virginia is right-winged.
But at the same time, I'm blaming him.
He's proving that he's a moderate.
I mean, he definitely lost. He lost a few votes. He would have lost a few votes if he. I think he thought, like, which would I lose more votes from, if I voted for Kavanaugh or against him? And I think in that case, he did make the right decision by voting for Kavanaugh. But definitely, even if Kavanaugh, he didn't do all those things, his attitude during the Senate hearing was, like, very sour.
That is so partisan. Oh, my gosh. Like, he says that he'll be a good, like, member of the Supreme Court, and then he just goes on, like, he sounds like QAnon. It's like, the Democrats did this to kill me, to hurt me. I am a good man.
Oh, wait, can we,
the accusations might have caused that.
Yeah. Wait, can we take, like, a little side path and talk about Roe
v. Wade.
Yeah. Since that's, like, one of the things he was, like, people thought he was going to overturn.
Honestly, I really don't see why people feel the need to control.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, like, most people agree, like, our abortion laws right now are, like, as they should be, because, like, if you make abortion illegal, more people are going to do it illegally, and that's bad.
And that kills people.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I think right now we don't need to overturn it. Like, maybe once more people are, like, informed about birth control, then maybe we can kill it off. But for now, I think we should keep it.
I think abortion should be legal as long as the baby doesn't get hurt.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to suffer.
Yeah, cause like the abortion laws are that you can do it as long as like I forget like the time.
It's like before the third trimester.
Right? Yeah. And that's like before the baby can feel pain, so the baby will not feel any pain from it.
So I mean,
so should we move on now?
Okay, yeah, we can move, actually, on. Let's move on. Okay, so our next thing is talking about like dumb people, like anti-vaxxers and flat earthers.
We'll start climate change deniers.
So I hope everyone, even though there's like probably like no one watching this, realizes that vaccines do not cause autism or cause anything bad.
No. You have a 1 in 1 million chance of getting struck by lightning or killed by a rock. Mm-hmm. You have a 1 in 1 million chance of getting any like a severe allergic reaction from. Uh-huh. And that's like that, and also vaccines are more regulated than other types of things because they're being put into healthy people.
Yeah.
So people should really be scared of.
I mean, like, I understand, like, there's a concern, like, well, we shouldn't just be injecting vaccines all into a baby at one point, but, like, I think maybe...
It's for the better.
It's for the better, so, yeah.
And the person who first made the claim that vaccines cause autism, he retracted his claim.
Yeah.
Most of the people retracted their claims. Okay, let's talk about flat earthers now. Hopefully, again, you realize that the Earth is round.
We don't even need to talk about this.
We shouldn't be talking about this, but...
Exactly.
Dumb people are making us talk about this stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there isn't much to say.
If it was flat, someone would have leaked it by now.
Yeah, like, it would have been leaked by NASA. And... I hope we don't need to talk about this.
Same with the moon landing being a hoax.
Yeah.
That was definitely real. Even the Soviet Union detected that it was.
Okay. So, instead of me just going through, you guys can go through now. Instead of me introducing all the stuff. If you guys want.
Okay, sure. Let's see.
No, what about climate change denial?
Okay, yeah. Again, hopefully. I mean, this is like. More somehow it became a partisan issue. I thought it was bipartisan, but now it's like it seems like more Republicans are like it isn't real. But I'm pretty sure man-made climate change is real, because it couldn't be a coincidence. Like I was saying, like we've recorded this like 15 times. It could have been a coincidence that. During the Industrial Revolution, we just randomly started, like, the temperature started going a little up, and now it's, like we've significantly the temperature. But I don't think it could be a coincidence that it happened the exact time that that the Industrial Revolution was going on.
Yeah, and I don't think it's just a coincidence that's going up super fast.
Yeah. We definitely need to do something about it.
I don't know what we do, right?
These deniers are, they're a vocal minority.
Uh-huh. But what's worse is that people just say that.
Pretend
to know, geologists say, oh my gosh, but the Earth has warmed over the past million years. In fact, earlier, there's no ice caps. Well, yeah, that was true, but that happened over millions of years, not 200.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, climate change denial is stupid.
Stupid, as like all of these things.
Honestly.
And our president's in the group, the climate change denial.
Yeah, didn't he say that climate change was a Chinese hoax?
Yeah, he said it was created by the Chinese to, like,
exactly
get them some money or something.
No.
It feels like Trump's Twitter account is satire almost.
Yeah. I love the almost.
Yeah, almost.
So close to being part of the onion. Right there.
Yep.
So you guys can introduce the next one, because I feel like I'm hogging everything.
I should be on Discord. Okay, let's see. We want to talk about Article 13?
Okay, yeah, we can talk about that.
Okay, sure.
I think it's a stupid idea, honestly.
It's
just to be blunt.
Yeah, it's a stupid idea. So if you guys haven't heard about Article 13, what Article 13 is, it's the EU's. They have a new plan, which is probably gonna like for like the top social media platforms. You probably use like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and like probably much more. They're gonna be responsible of users uploading copyrighted material. So instead of like right now, if you posted a copyrighted material, instead of YouTube being responsible for it, you'd be responsible and you'd get a copyright strike on your channel. But what the EU would be if they found out that say Shalyn posted "Never Gonna Give You Up" without Rick Astley's permission, Shalyn would be in. Not only would I think Shalyn wouldn't be in that much trouble, as YouTube would probably be in much more trouble. They would have to pay for Shalyn's actions. Oh yeah, that was just a example, Shalyn. I don't mean to offend you.
but then so you know the Adpocalypse? That's not gonna make it better.
It's gonna make it no. It's probably gonna make like other than like the top channels, like defunct. And like, nothing is gonna be there except like giant business corporations, which are like, which YouTube trusts. So like,
yeah,
we're already seeing T-Series is overtaking, PewDiePie. So
I mean, into the YouTube drama. I don't think it's professional, honestly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Also, there's Article 11. I mean, it's less important, but it's still important. It's sort of the same thing, except for except it's for like articles, not like videos and pictures. So
when Wikipedia get like affected by that?
I think they could. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
okay.
13.
Wait, what?
Has it passed yet, or?
No, the first vote went, but, this next vote, I think it's in January, and usually, if it got voted in the first time, it's gonna get voted in the second time. I mean,
It's like the EU's version of net neutrality.
It's sort of like that, yeah. But I'd say it's worse.
Pretty much.
With net neutrality, you could sort of escape that with, like, using a VPN, because net neutrality isn't enforced by international law, but with the EU, with this decision, it could affect, like, everybody all around the globe. Like, other than China, they have the Great Firewall of China. But
since the UK is leaving the EU, the English community will be less affected, thankfully?
No, it's going to affect everyone, because I don't.
Yeah, but it's gonna affect the English community to a lesser extent.
Huh. That's true, but the EU has 700 million people, and not a lot of companies are willing to miss out on that market.
Yeah, and that I think 700 million is like 1/10 of the world's population.
Yeah. So. Great. Let's check EU population.
I think it's actually like 350, not 700. Really?
508 million.
Okay.
Oh, I was close.
that's still a lot of people.
Yeah. Basically, the world will turn into China because you can't see half.
Yeah, exactly.
So, speaking of Europe, a helicopter crashed in Leicester, in a parking lot outside of a stadium.
Wait, did anybody get hurt?
Yeah, four people died.
Really?
It crashed outside a Premier League club stadium, and the owner died.
Whoa. Of which club?
Leicester City.
Oh, dang.
Oi. Oh.
That's sad. You shouldn't do that to sports fans.
Yeah,
Was it on
out of
purpose?
all the places it crashed in the parking lot, which is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So let's see the next topic. I should probably get onto Discord.
Okay.
Trump's foreign policy.
Oh, yay. Which foreign policy are you talking about? Because he's had
Chinese
a
foreign
lot of
policy.
them.
Well, I'm going to talk about Trump's foreign policy against China.
Yeah.
No, we should also talk about his foreign policy against the EU and NATO.
Don't really know what he meant by NATO needs to spend more. I mean, the use of NATO has sort of been diminished because the
Yeah.
Soviet Union doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, no
I
more
mean,
Iron Curtain.
I don't like it's sort of wasted, but it's still, like they're now instead of like protecting the Soviet Union, it's just like, oh, if something bad happens to you, we'll help you. And like, I mean, I feel like we could pull out of it, but it would be good for
Do.
us to like help the other countries out, but
And also, Russia has been really aggressive with the Baltic NATO
yeah.
countries, Estonia.
So,
They've been violating their airspace. So I think, with the threat of the US, I think Russia will be won't invade won't violate other countries. Russia's like a predator.
yeah.
Not that kind, the other kind. Violating other people.
Okay. Wait, are we ready to move? Or do we still have some stuff to say?
What about the one with China?
Oh yeah, the foreign
Petro?
policy China.
I think it's pretty bad 'cause it's not gonna do well for the economy. The stock's
Yeah.
like gone down and up, down and up. And his foreign policy against China is a reason why.
Oh, I think Trump's strategy should be make a free trade agreement with all other countries and then just out of it and just like watch. But I'm not an economist, and I'm probably,
Yeah.
if I was president, I'd probably break the
I'd pro
launch and.
honestly, I think I'd do worse than Trump.
Yeah,
I mean,
since you're just 13.
yeah, I forgot to mention we're
We're
like.
7 years old, all of us.
We're three
No, we're
sad
six.
liberals. That should be our podcast name, Three Sad Liberals. Okay, let's see the other thing. Let's see. What else? Oh yeah, do you want to react to Trump's tweets?
Oh yay, this is gonna be fun.
No.
Did we already cover the midterms?
Oh wait, no, we didn't cover the midterms,
Oh,
yeah.
no, we didn't. Oh,
Okay.
okay. So
So firstly, if you can vote, go out and vote.
yeah, please vote. I really don't like Trump, and I can't really force him out of office, but I mean we could
Like
just probably get him out of
you can help him be powerless.
yeah just
Yeah.
like no function as president, but I don't really support anything.
I mean, you don't have to vote blue. Just vote for what you believe in, but make sure you do your research.
Yeah, and
Exactly.
don't.
A lot of people just,
Fill in the
fill in the ballot
ballot?
of which
No.
party they lean without doing any research on what the
D
candidate
don't
is
vote just because your friend
advocating
votes,
for.
because your friend might be
Yeah.
dumb.
Yeah, my inner friend might play Fortnite.
Oh, dang.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Right, yeah. Again, as the other podcast was, Sean was supposed to be here, but he didn't show up.
He's probably playing Fortnite, but okay, that's too much of a
Okay, yeah,
tangent.
we don't want to attack him.
I
He's
think we
probably
need to be a
very
little bit louder.
hardworking. He's probably doing a lot of hard work. We're just making fun of him right now.
Yeah, hard work on Fortnite. Okay, I'll stop.
Guys. Okay, so let's now see. We can, yeah, and it's projected that the Democrats will take over the House, but the Republicans will maintain the Senate. So
the country's divided.
It's divided. I mean, if both of them are blue, it'd basically be what happened to Obama, where he couldn't do that much stuff.
Okay, now let's.
He had so much potential.
Okay, so which one should we go? Should we go on Trump's, like, a personal Twitter or the POTUS one?
No, because the POTUS one he can't go wild on, so his personal one is, like, better for bullying him.
Okay.
Okay. So his last tweet was just 7 hours ago.
I got an ad for Disney's Nutcracker.
Wait, what?
Okay,
I got an ad for Disney's Nutcracker.
This is what happened. This is Trump retweeted this tweet that said, "When Lincoln, an outsider and a Republican, won the election of 1860, all
that's so dumb." Democrats.
Yeah, Lincoln was a liberal. Well,
no, I don't know if he was a liberal.
Definitely not too
ageist. He definitely wasn't like Trump. He definitely wasn't like.
And Democrats.
I mean, guess what news he got this from. Yes.
Fox.
Not Fox, but NRA TV.
Oh.
Oh, that's the most
reliable. I didn't even know that existed.
It exists. They have, like,
morph the images of Trump and Lincoln on the movie poster.
This guy's talking about morphing the images of Trump and Lincoln. So let's listen in.
That is, it occurred to me that we cannot find any precedent for what is going on now in our lifetime. You can't go back to Reagan. And a lot of conservatives are confused because they're sort of pining for that gentlemanly discourse of the Reagan era. But I think we have to go
Trump
all the way back to 1860. Think
about
it.
Wasn't racist.
An outsider, a Republican, comes in out of nowhere, wins a close election, and all hell breaks loose.
I don't either.
And the Northern Democrats are also going berserk. Some of them are calling
Lincoln to be assassinated,
which happens later.
Wait, were there even Northern Democrats?
Like, yeah, there were Northern Democrats.
No, but like in the 1860s, like, there definitely had to be like a very small number.
Yeah. And also, people in the North were still segregationists.
The country. Yeah. So all this craziness is going on around Lincoln.
Are we talking about segregation or the...
Wait, what?
No, we're talking about Trump's tweets. Oh my gosh.
This is super dumb and I don't want to watch it. So.
Oh. Big change is coming. Don't want the Dems anymore. Check out the Energy and Passion, the largest ever young conservative black summit started tonight. Good. Okay, fantastic evening in Charlie. Okay, I want to. If you meet every day with optimism, if you confront every obstacle with determination, if you refuse to give up, if you never wrote that.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay, so.
Are you sure he. I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's a good quote, but.
It's too cheesy. It sounds like he's been on Tumblr.
Yeah, he's been on Tumblr.
Oof. Okay, let's see. I want to applaud the FBI. Okay, just some boring PR crap. Public relations. Let's see. Twitter has... Oh, Trump... On October 26th, Trump was... How? Yeah, Twitter removed many people from his account because of some, I assume would be follow bots.
Oh. Yeah.
Now he's saying, a few weeks ago it was a rocket ship, now it is a blimp. Total bias. Trump, why are you our president? Let's see. The US has been spending billions of dollars a year on illegal immigration. This will not continue.
Oh yeah, I saw that tweet.
Wait,
is that even true?
Is that true? I don't. I feel like that's not true.
I'm gonna fact check.
Also, illegal immigrants contribute to the economy.
No, But, like, the thing about illegal immigrants is, like, even, like, no one wants them. Like, we... But the thing is, difference between the conservatives and liberals are that liberals want to help them get become immigrants, but conservatives just want to shove them back where they came from. Because legal immigrants have always been good for this country. Always.
Okay, let's see.
Like, 99% of this country are made out of illegal immigrants or descendants of them.
I mean, but, like, back then there was different. I don't think you can compare that, but.
Okay, so here's another Trump tweet. Funny how lowly rated CNN and others can criticize me at will, even blaming me for the current state of bombs and ridiculously comparing this to September 11th and the Oklahoma City bombing. Yet when I criticize them, they go wild and scream, it's just not presidential.
No, but, like, the thing
you're the president of the United States. You should be at least more formal. They're a news company. They can do what they want.
They're just doing it. They're in it for what Trump doesn't understand. He does, but he does understand at the same time is that they're doing it for the money. And the reason Trump understands this is because he used to be a businessman. He should, but he's just acting like he doesn't know it, so he can sort of sound like the good person in this scenario. But really, he should be. Okay. He really needs to step up, and because I hate to compare Trump with Obama, but this used to happen to Obama, and Obama used to never complain about this.
Let's see.
Because he guess what? He realized that Fox News was dumb. He realized that all the conservative things were dumb, and he didn't take it seriously. I'm gonna pull up Obama's archive Twitter and see if he ever tweeted about Fox. I mean, he probably tweeted about them, but not in, like, the way that Trump tweets about them.
Okay, here are three separate Trump tweets.
Okay.
In a row about his endorsements. They literally use the same exact thing. So he starts off with the Twitter handle, and he's like, from the state is a great woman. And then he's like, he or she is in a tough fight against a very liberal, of course. And then he goes like, and then he says something about the Second Amendment. That's all he does. I feel like he's just using a template. He has my total endorsement. Oh my gosh. Okay, you know what? I can't go into Trump's Twitter account anymore. Do you want to go into Fox News? Let's see Fox News.
Oh, yay. I love Fox.
Yeah, I already Twitter. It's nothing interesting.
Kanye West designs t-shirts meant to convince black voters to break from the Democratic Party. Of course.
I feel like... Yeah, Trump's strategy is just to use, like... things that aren't even relevant, like, especially when he said that when Democrats lost in 1860, then
things were different back then.
Yeah,
like, I feel like Trump doesn't have a grasp on U.S. history.
He probably and he's still our president. I'm not gonna lie, but most Americans probably don't have a grasp on U.S. history.
Yeah, and then people were going to believe that Democrats were liberal in 1860s, in the 1860s.
No, you mean Republicans. Yeah, wait, yeah, Democrats. Like, but how would you fake that? Like, times change.
So,
guys, so you know the wave of immigrants that's coming to the U.S. and
the
U.S. military is guarding the border?
Yeah.
I think that's a bad use.
Talk about that.
So, should at least help the country. See, the reason why they're leaving is because
the country is bad, yeah.
So, they should at least, like, do something to help. I think that'd be better.
I think, like, what the thing is, like, in Canada, what they do is they have, like, things where you can sponsor refugees. I think that would, like, help America I think it should be a form of legal immigration because. What it basically is that a group of people, they can raise money for a refugee, say in like Syria, And if they raise enough money, they can get that person to Canada, so they can have a better life.
Exactly. No, I think the U.S. already do that, but I think it's with legal immigrants.
Like, it's more of, like, you're already here and we'll help you more. But that's, like, with a green card. Like, a company can sponsor your green card. That's different.
Exactly.
But we're talking about, like, getting in people.
Okay, so
yeah,
if you...
I think we need that. Mm-hmm. And they're sending the frickin' military.
Okay, so if you had the power and money to fix Central America to try and back.
Ooh, yeah, it's really bad.
So how would you fix it? Like, what would your approach be if you had the power?
Wait, to fix what?
It's really hard.
I don't know.
It's impossible.
I don't know. Maybe really hard. I'd probably introduce land reforms, definitely.
Yeah.
Pour a bunch of money. I'd probably somehow encourage foreign investment. Because really need that. And open.
No. The biggest problem are the drug cartels. They basically like own the country.
Mm-hmm. So
they're really powerful.
Instead of actually killing the cartels, that's a bad idea. That's what they did in Mexico, and now Mexico is a bad place. Uh-huh. But should at least open rehab centers, and be happy.
Yeah.
You shouldn't kill the druggies. That just makes it worse.
Yeah.
Slowly wean them out of it. And if they don't... Yeah, that's also the reason why police are so militarized in the U.S.
Oh, yeah.
Some president was like, we need to declare a war on drugs.
Oh, I hate Nixon. Ew, gross.
Nixon. Watergate was pretty bad.
Like, I mean, you guys know that Nixon created the EPA.
Yeah, he created the EPA.
He created the EPA. I still can't get my head wrapped around that. But then you realize, like, he wanted just to be popular.
Yeah.
Because of the hipsters.
Yeah.
The hipsters and the druggies.
I think we can...
And also, I don't get how...
Wait, what?
I don't get how marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol.
It isn't. I don't know if you guys have watched the Adam Ruins Everything video. You guys probably...
Yeah, I watch him. I like Adam.
He explained it very well. Like, that's a good channel to check out. I wish, like, Congress and, like, our president would watch that channel. I think, like, Adam would be, like, a decent, like, if the Congress was on his side, he'd probably be, like, the best president ever. But, you know, Congress.
But the only thing is that Adam isn't really, like, he doesn't know how to be in the Congress, so I think the economy would crash.
Yeah.
It's like the Dow Jones fire, and then it's like, well, at least marijuana is legal.
The U.S. actually spread a propaganda about against drug use.
Yeah, wasn't it like something about like Mexicans using like marijuana and stuff?
Yeah, it used to be called cannabis.
About, like, weed and stuff, and how it can ruin your life. The propaganda is still ongoing.
I saw a comment on YouTube that said marijuana has the potential to ruin your life, so we'll ruin your life by throwing you in jail.
Yep.
I
think some poor states. I think some poor states in America should legalize weed.
Yeah, that would be another industry. Is it medical marijuana is legal all across the USA, but. Not for recreational use.
Yeah, it worked in Colorado.
I mean, I mean, Canada recently legalized it.
It came into effect like 7 days ago. I don't know when it knocked over though.
It wasn't that long ago.
THC. Okay, so do we have anything else to say?
I think we can wrap up.
Okay.
Thanks for
this has been info battles.
Yeah. Thanks for watching Info Battles. Hope you
the liberal version of InfoWars.
Yeah, liberal version of InfoWars. If you want our other podcast, Info Conflicts, which is the communist version of InfoWars, it should be in the description unless I'm too sleepy to put it in there. But, thanks for watching, and bye!
It's not watching because you're blind.
Thanks for listening. And if you're on YouTube watching a random picture, but also listening,
it doesn't matter. No one's gonna watch this anyway.
Yeah.